This is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
Oh, I didn't know if we were starting with a song there, Sean. Are we starting with one or at the end of the segment?
I was trying to get a hold of you. You may have been on mute, and so I wasn't.
I was.
I wasn't quite sure where to go, so I just decided to come in with a normal setup.
I think that we should do one at the beginning of the segment, too. But let me set up the segment first and then have one ready to go, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. Thank you. So look who's here in my home office studio with me. Dave Wyman usually comes on Tuesdays and does nothing but whine about the delay when we play Name That Artist. And now here you are. You decided to come over and be in person with me.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Well, it's good to get out of the house. I was telling you it was an adventure coming over here, not like literally like horrible.
We can't hear Dave, Dory.
We can't hear Dave.
How about now?
No.
How about now?
No, hold on. Uh-oh. What's going on here, Dave?
I can't hear you.
Uh-oh.
I can hear myself.
Uh-oh. What should I do about this, Sean? Let me turn up every dial I have.
Wow, this is why you don't mute yourself before, Dory, so we can get this worked out before.
how about now, Dave?
Keep it on number two.
Yeah, I've got that cranked all the way up. So,
still can't hear me.
So can you still not hear Dave, Sean?
No,
he's,
Dave.
He's way off mic in the background.
Wait a second. There you are.
Yeah. Well, we
nope.
So you're not, we still can't hear Dave?
Mm-mm. Still can't hear Dave. I just have to hand him your mic.
Oh, this stinks. Oh, man. I'm so because here's what happened. So on Saturday, Dave and his lovely bride and Paul Moyer and his lovely wife, they all came over to our house, and we had so much fun that Dave, I think just, you know, caught up in the moment, said, hey, on Tuesday, why don't I just come over to your house for my usual segment. I'm so distraught by this.
How about pushing that button there?
I don't know.
Little button there. Does that do anything?
I don't know.
Just have him get close to you and share a mic with you. Hand it back and forth.
Deal with it.
We got to move on.
I know. Okay, Dave, bring your chair over here and we're going to sit side by side and share a microphone. I'm sure that this is not considered proper social distancing. Plus, I've been talking in this mic for months, and it's the same windscreen. Anyway, hey, Dave, thanks for coming over to the house today.
Microphone has all kinds of food all over it. No, it's fine. Yeah, it's good to be here, man. I appreciate it. I wish our deal had worked out there, but because we're going to do Name That Tune.
Name That Artist. Hey, would you call one of the engineers, Nicole? Call Paul, because he's the one who set this up for me.
Okay,
and,
on it.
And we'll figure out why this isn't working. So, here, I'm going to put the microphone right in between us. You ready to go, Sean, with the first of many Name That Artists this hour?
I sure am, Dory.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Looking out on the Aretha morning Franklin. Rain.
I think that was Dave saying Aretha Franklin way from the background there.
That was Dave saying that.
Yeah, that's right. That's correctly right. Absolutely right.
Dave takes a 1-0 lead. Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you very much.
This is the dumbest setup ever. I'm spinning the microphone between me and Dave so we can both be heard. Okay, so we got a fastest 15 here. One of the questions that I have for you, because I was talking about this in the first hour. So tonight, the WIAA, which is the governing body for high school sports in our state, they are going to decide if we're going to have any sports in the fall in Washington. California announced yesterday that they will have no high school sports for the rest of 2020. Anything will be January or later. And I believe that's what's going to happen. I've been hearing that for weeks, that they're going to just have short seasons, maybe no playoffs, no state tournament, which is the, you know, the highlight of every kid's high school athletic career. And it makes me so sad for the kids that this all might be going away this year.
Yeah, and I think it's still the case in the state of Washington that ages 0 to 19 have zero COVID-19 deaths. But, you know, there's a lot of controversy over whether or not kids spread. And, you know, you can have two different experts on, and one say they are not spreaders, and then another one says they absolutely are. So, I mean, it's so perplexing. And look, you know, here's the thing. I told somebody this over the weekend that, like, when the way I tend to talk about this includes the ill effects of the shutdown. Okay, and that doesn't mean that I'm not going to wear my mask and I'm not going to social distance and I'm not going to respect this thing. It just means that I look at it from the standpoint of what are some of the other harms that we have to consider that go along with this lockdown. And so, but for the kids right now, I just feel sympathy for them because, you know, I think about, I don't know if you know the story, but in 1981, I was on a state champion football team. So stupid. In Reno, Nevada. Yeah. And we beat the South, which was like the first time in like 15 years where, you know, we beat Reno, somebody in Reno won a state championship. And going into my senior year, I just remember we'd lost the year before and we were so excited for the season. And, you know, and then I had, you know, some, you know, recruiters that were coming to games and things like that. And it just all for naught now. And at least it's being disrupted. So I really feel bad for the kids. I feel bad for the parents that are having to stay home. And so, like I said, I mean, look, it's not like I'm discounting the fear and the sort of devastation of this COVID-19 thing. I can hold more than one thought in my head at the same time, in other words. And a lot of people, it seems, can't do that. But, you know, when that gets announced, I just feel bad for the kids. I feel bad for the coaches and then the parents, too, that are going to have kids at home, possibly. And that might disrupt their ability to make an income.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but I once won a state championship as a coach.
Yeah, even though I was there.
Even though I do such a good job of hiding it on the wall behind you in my office here.
Well, you only got a couple of things. And we used to call that in the NFL, because I don't have a lot of stuff. I have a few things. But if you went over to somebody's house and they had like their jerseys and all these pictures and awards, you called it the I Love Me room. So your I Love Me room is, I would say it's pretty pretty understated. Yeah, but I was there, by the way, for your state championship victory.
Yeah, Dave and Paul Moyer drove to Yakima, and I think I've mentioned this before, but I'm walking out on the court at the beginning of the game, you know, for pregame warm-ups, and I didn't know you guys were coming. It was a surprise. And so I see you guys there in the Yakima Sun Dome, not knowing you were coming. And I started crying. I was so touched that you and Paul drove all the way over.
And when I saw you crying, I almost turned around and went and got in the truck and went home. Like, what's the matter with you? The crying, maybe at the end when you lose or you win, but you're crying before the game.
I was so touched. A bunch of friends of mine, my friend Peter, who went to Stanford, who you know, yeah. He drove over by himself to Yakima to watch it. And I was just so touched that people drove over. So I started crying. But I was in a very emotional mood anyway. It was cool. I'm thrilled you were there.
When aren't you in an emotional mood?
That's my question.
By the way, this is the worst social distancing ever right now. Okay, let's get to the fastest 15 here. New York has announced that if you want to travel there from, and there are 31 states that they have cited, but they have re-added Washington to the list. If you want to go to New York, you are going to have to quarantine for 14 days before you can do anything. And as their governor there, Andrew Cuomo, mentioned, this is how it's going to work. If anybody from our state flies to New York State, this is what you're going to have to go through.
You must give officials at the airport your form as to where you came from and where you're going before you leave the airport. It will be enforced in every airport in the state of New York. Downstate, the Port Authority will enforce it. If you leave the airport without providing the information, you will receive a summons immediately with a $2,000 fine. If you leave the airport without filling out the information, not only can you have a $2,000 fine, you can then be brought to a hearing and ordered to complete mandatory quarantine.
Look, you said a minute ago, Dave, you don't mind wearing masks at the store. I don't either. I'm fine with that. Both you and I have been doing the stay at home. I think mitigation's good. But I also think that, you know, hearing a government official saying you will fill out a form, and if you don't, we're going to fine you $2,000. I just think we're getting in some really scary territory where it's that dogmatic coming from government officials.
Yeah, the quarantine thing kind of freaks me out because I'm already starting to get to feel kind of like the cabin fever type of thing. And do you think you could quarantine in a room for 14 days? I was talking about this the other day. Remember on the cruise ship, there were people with inside cabins that had no window. I think you would have to tranquilize me for about a week, but yeah, I think I would go crazy. But yeah, so I guess, yeah, I mean, I don't want to be the guy. I'm not some cowboy that's going to go out there without a mask and do the wrong thing and all that. I'm trying to be as careful as I possibly can. In the beginning, I was really on it. I remember my son, Jake, came over and I was upstairs and I heard him sneeze. And I went running downstairs. I'm like, where did you just sneeze? He's like, well, I just did it into the, you know, my elbow and everything. So I was kind of freaked out. I was wiping everything down and, you know, and I still try to follow all of that. But I just, again, the way I talk about it, I guess, is that, you know, you think about the personal freedom. I mean, I think that's where a lot of people are bothered by this, is that, you know, now all of a sudden it's like, you know, people want to know, where are your papers, you know, when you come to the airport. So it's kind of scary. Is New York one of the states that put the COVID overflow into rest homes?
Yeah, that was Andrew Cuomo. I mean, thousands of deaths can be directly connected to him saying that we're going to put COVID patients into nursing homes. And he's, you know, beloved by the media and by you know, his party, but you can connect more deaths to his decision making than any other politician. And so, although, you know, there are people who say that the president didn't shut things down fast enough, but, you know, he was called xenophobic when he stopped the travel from China. But yeah, so Andrew Cuomo is now being hailed as some hero, even though he made decisions like that. So I don't get any of it. You know, speaking of your kids coming over, my middle daughter came over on late last week, and she had been, you know, she's social. She's seeing friends and she's, you know, she has roommates, and she wore a mask in the house because she was so worried about giving anything to, I think she's more worried about me than my wife, but she, you know, we went out on the deck and hung out and she took the mask off outside, but in the house, she insisted on wearing a mask. And then I noticed our youngest daughter, and I was getting ready for the show, so I didn't have time to talk to her, but she swung by the house this morning and she didn't wear a mask. Does that mean she doesn't love me as much?
Yeah, exactly right. Well, it's clear when it comes time to write out your will that who's going to get more, right?
Okay, next up in the Fast. Oh, yeah, we already did the song. I forgot about that. Okay, next up in the Fastest 15 on Staten Island, speaking of New York, because of budget cuts that they say are directly connected to coronavirus, they have now announced that they are going to have to end their Dear Vasectomy program for the rest of the year. It's a $6.6 million program. It's in its fifth year right now. It was designed to trim the borough's randy deer population by sterilizing bucks, but will now be put on ice until June of next year because they just can't afford it anymore. What I would suggest is for all of the deer that are not getting vasectomies the rest of 2020, they should all get them the first weekend of the NCAA tournament in March.
You know what? I thought you were going to suggest that they wear condoms. But that is... And so what you're referring to is, like, that's the most popular date or time of year to get vasectomies for men.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't think about that. Have you decided yet, by the way? Because you're going to...
It's too late for me.
No, not that. I know that you're already no good there. But have you decided yet? Because you told us last week you're going to get wrist and knee surgery. When are you going to do that? When are you going to do that?
Well, the knee surgery probably first, because I was going to do it at the same time, but then the doctor pointed out to me that I was going to have to be on crutches for 4 days, and that wouldn't be good with the wrist. So, yeah, the knee surgery is probably going to be in the next 3 weeks, and so I'm just out there just killing my knee. I did Brock Huard's football camp and actually did like some, I did some drills and things like that. But really all I wanted to do at that camp, by the way, was talk to the kids, you know, and we do that every year. Last year I did a thing where I had all the adults raise their hand if they ever felt awkward or weird or uncool or whatever. And two of them were UW football players who got drafted this year. So it was really cool. Just and Brock's, his camp is just all about inclusion. But this year I did two things, which I thought were more important to the drills. I said, hey, first of all, mom and dad, aunt and uncle, grandma and grandpa, whoever you're living with, just try to help out. Try to help out. Everybody's in a tough time. And then the other thing was, you know, when you communicate with people, it's usually by Twitter and Facebook and email and text and all that. Act like they're right there next to you. Because, you know, that whole barrier right there, it's kind of like when you're in your car, you know, you're much more likely to honk at somebody and yell at them and gesture at them or whatever than you would be if you were, you know, behind a shopping cart in Safeway right next to the person. So, you know, there's just that insulation there that I think makes people be a little bit less sensitive and a little bit meaner and things like that. So those were my two big messages. And I guarantee you they were much more effective than watching me try to do football drills, because I was like trying to flip my hips. I had all these ideas. I wrote down these things and I'm like, I don't think I can do these. So I told them, because Michael Bumpus came later, I said, can you just have film Bumpus doing it, and you could put my voice in there, and that'd be great.
Bump's an athlete, man. He lettered in 5 sports in high school. Oh, we got a song here. Black Eyed Peas.
Dory and I almost bumped heads.
But Fergie sings for Black Eyed Peas. Hey, look, Paul the Engineer is walking into my house so we can socially distance as we'll continue. Dave Wyman's just going to spend the whole hour with us as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Christopher Cross.
Ah, you got me.
Wow. Good job.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Sean.
We've got our own microphones now.
How does Dave sound?
Oh, he sounds a lot better. He sounds like he's actually on the microphone.
Am I actually delayed a little bit? Would I have gotten that one, do you think? Is there a delay for me?
No, you're in the same room, so like if there was a delay, I imagine it would be the same amount of delay.
Right at the beginning of this hour, Dave's mic wasn't working, even though he drove, what is it, about 40 minutes from your house to mine?
30.
That's just very gracious of you. It was very nice. You're a good friend. Just to come over and do my little nickel and dime radio show for an hour?
That's the kind of guy I am.
Jeez.
I guess.
But we couldn't hear Dave at the beginning of the hour at all on his mic, and a listener texted in and said, reminded him of this.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
Dave's are... not here.
No.
That's the way it sounded.
Is that Cheech and Chong?
I've actually bought that album when I was 11 years old.
Did you? Yeah.
So stupid.
Remember when there would be, yeah, there'd be comedy albums? I remember the Steve Martin album where he's on the front wearing bunny ears or something.
Yeah. And I loved comedy albums. I would just listen to them obsessively and try to pick them apart and figure out what worked and what didn't.
Yeah.
Even when I was a kid, I was fascinated by that.
Huh.
So you mentioned you trashed your knee at Brock's. Now, Brock's doing a virtual football camp?
Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. So they filmed a whole bunch. Stephen Burrill from the, hope I'm saying his name right, but from the station just did a great job editing stuff. And he told us to send pictures and stuff in. And then I have a link somewhere that Taylor Jacobs put where it's my highlight from the NFL.
Oh.
Yeah. Their old, video recordings. It was on a disc and he, made it into a website. So I sent that in there and I said, show more of this than 56-year-old Dave, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But it was really a good idea by Brock. And that's something that, everybody loves Brock. He's such a good soul. And, he's always done such a good job with those football camps. And it's always about encouraging kids and getting them out there and exercising, getting away from the video games. Sam Atkins, who used to be with us, of course, everybody knows Sam,
sure. The
original number 12.
That's right.
But he always, at those camps, goes, raise your hand if you're good at video games. And then everybody raises their hand and he says, how'd you get that way? So, yeah, just encouraging kids to be nice to each other, but also just to get out and
get outside.
Yeah.
My wife on Sunday got so frustrated with me because, as I mentioned, Dave and his wife and Paul Moore and his wife came over on Saturday night and we decided to have a pickleball tournament. And first of all, Paul and Heather Moyer bought matching outfits that day for our pickleball tournament.
That they changed into. So they show up in normal civilian clothes and then disappear into the bathroom and then come out with matching pickleball outfits.
They're pickleball whites.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was the first time since my knee surgery that I've done anything that would be considered dynamic movements where you're doing something laterally without prepping for it. I couldn't walk on Sunday.
Really?
And I didn't want to walk on Sunday. And it was beautiful outside. And I put on a golf tournament. And my wife, it was clear she was getting very frustrated with me. She goes, do you want to come out on the deck with me? I go, no, I'm fine, honey.
It's a beautiful day.
I just want to sit.
Yeah.
I couldn't, but it was one of those good kinds of sore.
Yeah.
Because I was working muscles I haven't worked in a long time. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. You wear that one like a badge of honor, right?
Exactly. And then I was fine by yesterday. So with the stay at home, because I said something yesterday to my wife. Somebody had got 49 days in jail. I don't remember who it was, but we were listening to them on TV. And it was mostly in solitary because it was, gosh darn, I can't remember who it was. But my wife said, 49 days without any human contact. I said, that sounds really good to me.
How'd that go over?
I'd get a she was so insulted. I go, no. What I meant, honey, was I would love it if you and I just had 49 days together, but I tried to salvage it and I couldn't.
Late.
Have you, in your marriage, have you had any issues during the stay at home?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of nitpicking at each other for little stupid things, and then we end up laughing, and it ends up making us better, I think. Mm-hmm. But
you were telling me about some food order.
Yeah, the drive-thru. Like, how many times does your order get screwed up? Because I would say 5% of the time for me. Shannon's like 65%. Like, every time. So we go up to Taco Time, and we're... So here's my order. Number three with beef and a Sprite.
Yeah.
Large Sprite.
Sure.
Here's hers. A number three with chicken and a wheat wrap, not the regular
tortilla.
Flipping tortilla.
Right.
And then extra large Mexi fries, which I don't even think you can get extra large. And then a light lemonade, because I don't like the lemonade because it's too sweet and sticky and everything.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, here we go. So then we get up there, and she goes, can you please make sure that I get a light lemonade? And I said, okay, but let me do the talking. And that didn't go over very well.
You know,
and so finally, yeah, and sure enough, when he hands it to us, and I said, you're sure it's light lemonade? She chimed in. You know, and I'm like, I'm handling the order here, okay? So then I got it. We were both just kind of huffing at each other. And then we got on the way home in the car. She couldn't wait, so she was starving. And that's what her and my daughter will always say, it's freezing in here, or I'm starving. And I'm like, you're not starving. And it's not freezing.
Right.
It's like 69 degrees. It's 70 degrees. It's not freezing. That would be 32. So she's starving, so she starts eating, and the second she bites into her burrito, it's beef, and she has an exclamation, and a snort of laughter came out of my nose, which also...
How'd that go over?
That did not go over well, also. So little stupid things like that.
I empathize with your wife on this one, because I'm such a finicky eater. And I don't like vegetables. So there's this Mexican place that's not far from here that my wife and our girls all love. And so, you know, I say, hey, you guys want to come out to the house for dinner? I'll get takeout. And they have this. And if my order gets screwed up, Dave, I get so upset. And they have this one. It's a crema. It's chicken in a crema sauce. And I said, no vegetables. But then it comes, and I didn't know they would still put mushrooms in. And I hate mushrooms. Mushrooms are evil.
But it's not a vegetable.
But it's not a vegetable, apparently. And so
it's not a vegetable.
So then 3 weeks later, I say, okay, girls, come on out to the house. I'll get takeout, our favorite Mexican place. So I call them and I go, no mushrooms. Well, they stirred all the vegetables up with the chicken. And I was so, and my girls were like, Dad, just pick the chicken out.
Yeah.
They get so frustrated with me. So I'm very empathetic with your wife.
Well, maybe you two can talk about it, but my order never gets screwed up. Hers always does. So, but it's always because you need this and that. Like,
yes.
I'll say this, I'm big on onions. And one time, and on my show, we always talk about the Cleel and Burger King and how the guy purposely put onions on me because he was trying to stick it to me. And it was like a thing where he was like, yes, I heard the onions thing or something like that. Because I was like, you heard no onions, right? Yes, sir, I heard the no onions thing. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to create a whole thing here. I just want no onions. Sure enough, I get 10 miles down the road and there's onions in there. And I really... wanted to go back to that Burger King and whoop that guy's butt. But I didn't. I just picked the burgers up or the onions up. And then my son and my wife started laughing at me. And I was like, it's not funny.
Right. You sound exactly as you described that, like Seinfeld talking to the wake-up call person to get the marathoner to the race on time.
I want to create a problem here, a whole thing.
That's right. To make you Joe Cocker?
I was just
Joe Cocker.
Say that. Nice call.
Okay. That was good.
Dory's got home court advantage.
Yeah.
He's killing it today.
Dave can't come up with any excuses about a delay. Okay, Dave Wyman's hanging out with us. It's Tuesdays with Dave, and we have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.
What do I do to make you want me? On a beautiful day, sunshine in the grass, and my children play.
Sirens, I recognize his voice. Fire engine
red, someone's house is burning. Is it Dave Matthews by any chance?
It is Dave Matthews, Dave.
Hey.
Wow, Dave. Yeah. So 3-2. So if Dave gets the next one, Sean, have a tiebreaker ready to go for us, okay?
Got it.
Okay.
Poor Sean.
Russell Wilson last night was on Jimmy Kimmel's Taking the Summer Off, apparently. Uh-huh. So Joel McHale was the guest host last night, Seattle's own Joel McHale. And here he was talking to Russell Wilson a bit on last night's Jimmy Kimmel.
Do you think she wants you in the hospital room?
I think she needs me in the hospital. You know, she last time she grabbed my hand. She almost broke my hand, and she was squeezing my right hand. I said, baby, other hand. So she grabbed my left. So, you know, hopefully then, she'll know this time.
Is that when the general manager of the Seahawks burst into the room and said, unhand him?
No, that was actually you, dressed up as the general manager.
And I didn't realize this. Nicole sent me the picture this morning. My ring finger on my left hand is just a mess, and I can't wear my wedding ring.
It's
just gnarled and horrible. And I didn't realize Pete Carroll has the exact same thing on the exact same finger on his hand, and that actually came up last
night. As you know, Pete Carroll, he turned 102 this year. And
looks like he's 52.
Yeah, so I've met him a couple times. It's an important question. What's going on with his hands? What happened?
Dude, have you seen his fingers before? He's got dinosaur fingers. I don't know what's going on over there, but his fingers are all crossed up.
Yeah, he looks like he's a gargoyle in a church.
That's a great example, exactly.
I think the medical term, is the medical term super up?
That's it. Joel McHale, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that guy, man. That is so fun.
I know. Look at this. I was cleaning my office last weekend. Yeah. Look at who was fourth and seventh in league scoring in our media basketball league. Look at the two teammates. Joel McHale was fourth in the league in scoring, and I was number seven.
Dory Monson, there we go.
Well, Joel McHale, my teammate above me there.
Well, you should get this framed and put this up on the wall, Dory.
In my me room.
I love me room. And highlight it. Yeah. Highlight your name. Yeah. Dory, ladies and gentlemen, has a score sheet.
Oh, now, you just did this so we'd be tied, I bet. Because I have no chance at this one.
Screamo. I don't know this stuff.
You don't know who it is?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, let's go with this one. This is Limp Bizkit, their cover of Faith. Oh.
No chance. Oh, that's Ice Cube.
No.
Ice-T.
Is it NWA by any chance?
No. Come on.
Public Enemy.
Nope.
It's an individual, am I right, Sean?
Yeah, it's an individual.
And the ladies love him.
Oh, yeah.
Tone Loke.
Oh, my God.
No. Ladies love.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I know who it is. I can't come back.
I know. I do, too.
Terrible.
Shoot.
LL Cool J.
Who? LL Cool J. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Sure,
Dave Wyman drove 40 minutes just to hang out with me in my house this hour. Thank you.
Had a good time.
If your co-host could stand me, I'd drive over to your house and do your show. But
yeah.
I know I'm banned. I'm blacklisted.
Are you?
I believe so.
Not on my list, pal.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I appreciate that. All right. Thanks for coming over. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dory.
Dave Wyman with us. You can hear him every afternoon, 3 to 7. Bob, Dave, and more, 710 ESPN Seattle. Big Lead at 2 coming up next.